Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn. Giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Uh-huh, I sure will. Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now, one and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. I've been saying it like that since I got it, too. I figure why stop now. A lot of people get bored with stuff that works for them because they just want to do something different. Sometimes, man, repetition is good. Sometimes repetition is good. Over and over and over until it becomes second nature. And then it's almost like you ain't doing it at all. That's what I've found. That's just a little piece of information. Y'all probably already know that, though. Sometimes I'm just a reminder. That's it. All right. Got a good one for you today. Yesterday, the other day, I was talking to you about the most effective weapon available to us as human beings, I think, is prayer. I think prayer helps us in so many ways. But right now, what I want to do is I want to show you how prayer pays off. I want to show you what good it can do for you. Even me, I use it every day. And the days I don't use it, I feel it. The days that I go, you know, without talking to him as much, I notice it. I feel it. I feel a certain kind of way. You know, that doubt starts slipping in again, that uneasy feeling of uncertainty slips in again, that wondering what I'm going to do starts slipping in again. It happens to me. It happens to everybody, man, I think. I really, really do. You know, if people would just keep it real with each other, stop being this Christian, this Superman, because you ain't. You ain't. There's a scripture that says there's none perfect. No, not one. That's everybody. That cover all of us, don't it? So sometimes I think we're a little too hard on each other with that too, seeing as how we not perfect. We immediately want to just want to kill when we find somebody do something wrong, especially if it go public. Everything go public now called social media. But anyway, I just want to talk to you about how prayer pays off. I mean, it's called ROI in money. People got money, call it ROI, so return on investment. People are always looking for a return on investment. You know, nobody in business really gives you money without understanding the return on investment. They don't even give monies to charities unless they think it can do something with the bottom line. A lot of companies work like that. I found that out myself. Sad, but it is true. So since everything is expected to work on a return on investment, I assume because we're human beings. So since we're all human beings, whether you're in business or not, you're still in the business of living. I think when you pray, you should expect a return on your investment. You talked to him. You spent time opening up to him. You bowed your head to him. You humbled yourself. You got on your knees. I mean, but really we talking God here. So really what you doing ain't really about nothing, be honest with you. The little bit that you do on his behalf, it just pales in comparison with what he does. But let's just say you want to call yourself invested. Well, let me show you how it pays off. This, because see, for me, this is for me now. Prayer pays off in different ways. That's what I had to learn. See, I was praying, but I was asking him specifically for what I wanted. I had the audacity, though, to turn around and tell him how to do what I wanted. That's amazing, man. I can't tell you how many blessings I blocked coming my way by putting my faith in what I said I wanted and how I wanted him to do it. I want you to give me this. I want that person to go away. I want this person to accept everything you say. Then I want to go over here and I want this deal to happen like this. And I want that person to just step aside and let me through. And then I want that. I had it mapped out. God must have been chuckling really hard. He had to be going, boy, I made you to be funny, but boy, you're funny now. So you're going to tell me how to do it. And you've all heard this right here. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. Well, that's what I did. And that's how we pray a lot of times. We pray, and we pray in the prayer with telling him how to work it out. Well, here's the deal. This is what I've learned. Prayer pays off in different ways. There's a different return of my investment when I pray. See, sometimes when I'm praying for something, a situation to dissolve itself or go away, sometimes I get courage out of the prayer. Prayer provides me courage. That's just to go on and look at it, I guess. Face it. Then sometimes when I'm praying about a situation, sometimes prayer gives me hanging power. Sometimes, man, I look up and I'm just handling it better. Sometimes prayer gives you laugh it off power. Sometimes, man, you just got to laugh it off. Whatever, man. You tripping. Do you know what that is if you could do that? You know, sometimes it gives you a show of strength, power. Sometimes prayer allows you to have the appearance that you got it all together. Nobody got to know the whirlwind, the tornado, the hurricane that's swirling in your life. You standing over there like the eye of the hurricane. And it's all swirling around you, but you standing there like the eye. You just as calm. That's what prayer does. So when you pray, man, it builds up a lot of things in you. You know what it's done for me? Prayer has built up character in me. It's made me have more character. Because I'm able to stand stronger on the things I say because I've been praying. Because I've been asking God for all of those return of investments. I've been asking God for courage. I've been asking God for hanging that power. I've been asking him to give me the power to walk away. I've asked him to give me ignored power. I've asked him to help me laugh it off. I've asked him to show me strength. But you know what I was doing? I was really praying, not really for them things, be real with you. I was asking him to help me. Lord, help me. You ever done that? You ever asked God for help? And then all of a sudden, a list of these things show up. See, sometimes how you want the problem to be solved ain't the best way. There's a lesson to be learned when we make mistakes. And sometimes you got to stay in that fire and you got to learn that lesson. But guess what, though? When you come out of it, you're going to be better for it. You're going to know more about it. Come on, y'all, pray. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You done tried everything else. Look where you're at now. What about prayer? Yeah, people kill me, man, trying to talk me off this hustle right here. God ain't this and God ain't you on the Lord left me. Lord don't leave nobody, man. Look at your decisions. God has never left you. You turned your back. You went the other way. You tried something else. You took another swing. You went another route. You looked for an alternative solution. That was you. That ain't never him. He's solid. His word is true. It lasts forever. He do what he say he gonna do now. All day, all night, 24/7, he 24/8. He do it all day, all night, and then some more. His word don't ever change. It's true. It works for me. It worked for you. It worked for Jakes. It worked for Osteen. It worked for Kirk Franklin. It worked for Paula White. It worked for Billy Graham. It worked for Mother Teresa. It worked for Gandhi. It worked for princes, Arabs. It worked, man. It worked for you. What you waiting for? Why don't you put prayer in your game? Watch what happened to you. You sitting in that jail cell and you struggling with it, and they telling you blood in, blood out, you can't get in. You, that's foolishness, man. What you mean? God can get you out of anything. Look, man, if you done read your Bible, he done got some people out of some sticky situations. I don't know what you talking about. If Daniel was in the lion's den and Jonah was in the belly of the whale, what you talking about? Where you at? You just sitting in a cell with some dudes around you talking about what they going to do. Man, you got to be real. God can't nothing do nothing. Nobody do, can't nobody do nothing to you. God won't give you the strength to handle. Prayer changes things, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We would like to welcome all new affiliates in Dayton, Ohio. Woo-hoo! All new affiliates in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah. Nice.
You are now partaking of the greatest morning show ever created of all time.
Ever.
Make no mistake about this hymn.
Right, yeah. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This hymn be about it.
This he'll be about it.
Putting them together. That
what's up, Cheryl?
Hey, Steve.
Carla, for real.
What's going on, Steve? Crew.
What's up, Junior?
Morning, Unc.
And the food.
Yay, yay. In the building.
Oh, man.
How you feel, Steve?
Hump day. What's that?
Well, you know, I feel actually great.
You sound good this morning.
You know, I can't complain about nothing. I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. God kept me here.
Amen, brother.
I'm healthy.
Amen again.
I got opportunities in front of me. Yeah, and I'm going to grab at them in 2019.
You best.
Reach, boy. Yeah. Reach.
I'm going full blast, man. I want y'all to know something. Don't worry about me. Mm-mm. Don't even worry about me, because I ain't.
Well, what do you mean?
You know, people be texting me. I heard that they was going, are you all right? I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Long as I'm living, I know how to win.
You got your health, baby.
Yeah.
Man,
they heard
I'm good.
What did you say? People was texting you saying they heard what?
What? Yeah,
you know,
really?
Just different stuff. You know, people, I heard you going to be all right, and I'm going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Is you all right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they ain't told me they locking me up. I'm good.
But, I mean, that just shows concern because people love you, Steve.
Ain't nobody locking you up.
Yeah, some people do. You going to be all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Uh-huh. You show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, I'm going to pray for you. I said I'm fine, though.
But thank you for your prayers.
But they don't really, people that tell you that all the time, they ain't praying for you.
How you know that? Oh, because when I say it, I mean it. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But you know when people say that and they don't mean it.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, who has said
it
to you?
How do you know it? How do you know that they don't mean it?
Because the chuckle at the end when they say it.
Because I don't know.
I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, man.
You know, the Lord just put it on my heart to tell you.
Uh-huh. How the Lord know your heart?
That's the Lord's business.
Yes.
You're his child.
I know your heart and it ain't good.
Why would he tell you and not me, though? That's what I don't know.
Man, Tommy,
why he won't say nothing to me?
Man, my cousin was staying at my grandmother's house, Tommy. Uh-huh. It's the greatest line I ever heard to stand at the house. He's standing in the back room. My cousin was standing in the back room of my grandmother's house. He went to my grandmother's room and said, the Lord called me to preach. My grandmother said, ain't no way in the world the Lord came in my house, bypassed my room, and called you to preach. Ain't no way. He wouldn't do nothing like that.
He bypassed my room.
That's not what he do.
You living in the back room of my house. He called you to preach. Mm.
That's funny.
But you though.
Yeah.
You know I know.
Y'all know you.
No. You all don't know if that's not true.
It's your second time out.
Thank you, Tommy.
All right, well, listen, coming up at 32 after the hour, guys. Now, did you get a chance to watch the president's border wall speech last night?
Boo!
Oh, my God. I mean, it was so much hype around this speech, and boy. All right, there were a lot of people who actually boycotted watching his speech. We'll tell you about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, last night there was a hashtag trending, hashtag boycott Trump prime time. And so, Steve, people were tweeting this even before President Trump's primetime speech on the government shutdown and border wall. One person tweeted, "I would rather organize my sock drawer than to watch his speech." Others tweeted, "Not watching any more of his lies." Okay. So, Steve, I mean, people weren't feeling this. It was a lot of hype surrounding this speech. You know, we didn't know what to expect, but...
it was 9 minutes.
Yeah, it was very short. Yeah. Very, very short.
Let down.
Very,
he ain't got nothing to say.
My brother said he tried to get a prostate exam while he was talking.
Okay. All right. Mm.
Talk about not doing nothing. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. According to the Huffington Post, Steve... the government shutdown is very painful. It's very real. Federal workers are maxing out their credit cards. They're foregoing medication. They're getting loans during the shutdown. This is serious business because these people aren't getting paid.
Right.
They are not getting paid. They're borrowing money from their relatives and stuff. So many federal workers are fearful that if they don't get their next paycheck, they will have to find, you know, like some side jobs and stuff. As we know, President Trump and Democratic leaders have made little headway as the president demands $5 billion, close to $6 billion, for this wall along the southern border and some sort of a steel barrier. Here's some of the president's speech from the Oval Office. Check this out, Steve.
To every member of Congress, pass a bill that ends this crisis. To every citizen, call Congress and tell them to finally... after all of these decades, secure our border. This is a choice between right and wrong, justice and injustice. This is about whether we fulfill our sacred duty to the American citizens we serve. When I took the oath of office, I swore to protect our country, and that is what I will always do. So help me God. Thank you and good night.
He sounds sick. You don't sound sick to you?
He's not. A little winded.
Because you know what? He's trying for the first time. He's trying to sound presidential.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He's trying to sound authoritative. Oh. And it comes across crazy. First of all, in the justice segment, I didn't get a chance to see the speech because I was working.
But it was 9 minutes. You blinked.
Yeah,
yeah, I probably wouldn't have got there in time. No way.
Right.
But that's what
he doesn't know. He doesn't care anything about the difference between right and wrong. Wow. When you lie as many times as he's lied, Like when they said him, "Do you tell the truth?" He says, "I tell the truth whenever I can."
Ooh. What that mean? Ooh. What that mean?
And when you can't,
whenever you can.
And then when it means when it's not appropriate or self-serving, I say what I want.
Yeah, then I lie.
But if I can tell you the truth, I do it if I can. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can't, what you want me to do?
I got to lie to you. I got to go and lie to you now.
That's different than saying, "Can you loan me $50? Well, I would do it if I can. You know, that's a little different. Because if you don't have it, or you might have it. So if you know what I'm trying
He's
to
He's taking
say.
This government you know shutdown. And he wants Congress to pass a bill. Well, they had a bipartisan bill where they were funding over $1 billion for border security.
Mm-hmm.
Along with some other things that were on the table.
Chuck Schumer said that last night.
And even the leaders of the Republican Party said, "We'll take this to Donald Trump. We can work with this." They took it to him and he refused to sign it.
Changed his mind.
After he said he would.
Yeah.
So now what the old GOP party has said is, "We're not taking anything to the president that he won't sign." Well, now guess what? This old crazy, non-caring, non-relatable person who's the president has says all or nothing. Mm-hmm. $5.6 billion or nothing. And meanwhile, the Coast Guard, TSA workers, all these government employees
FDA.
Are without money.
They're
paychecks.
And he's saying stuff like, they'll figure it out. They can work it out. Call your landlords.
That's horrible.
He ain't never been without.
Yeah.
The Secret Service.
He has no idea what they're going through.
See, bro, he has no idea.
To live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. He has no idea what that feels like.
You don't
like.
Know what the third of the month means.
Right. Right.
Huh?
Yeah. He just never paid
late fees. Right, Steve. Late fees.
Well, why hold the American citizens
hostage
mm-hmm. over this situation?
To get what he wants.
To get what you want. That is so selfish.
It's selfish. And to blame it on the Democrats. That's really his goal, to blame it on the Democrats. He's got a campaign to enter into. I mean, it's almost election time again.
Yeah.
You know, so he's got to get into that.
He about 800,000 down in votes in 2020.
Yeah.
Do we have time to play the Chuck Schumer response?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Rebuttal
to
the speech last night.
Democratic rebuttal, Steve.
My fellow Americans, there is no challenge so great that our nation cannot rise to meet it. We can reopen the government and continue to work through disagreements over policy. We can secure our border without an ineffective, expensive wall. And we can welcome legal immigrants and refugees without compromising safety and security. The symbol of America should be the Statue of Liberty, not a 30-foot wall. So our suggestion is a simple one. Mr. President, reopen the government and we can work to resolve our differences over border security, but end this shutdown now. Thank you.
Yeah. It's his shutdown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Quit talking to Congress. He owned it in the beginning.
Yeah, he did.
It's his.
Yeah.
The president. Yeah.
All right.
Now, I don't care what Hannity say.
Right.
Coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kim Kardashian has been named the princess of prison reform. Mm. Plus, we will also have some national news, of course, from Miss Ann. But right now, it is the nephew. He's here. It's time to run that prank back, Neff. What you got?
Neighborhood watch.
Don't let it holler.
Neighborhood watch. Get ready. Neighborhood watch. Here it is.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Johnny.
Yeah, this is Johnny.
Okay, you the one that be doing the neighborhood watch? You be walking your dog doing the neighborhood watch? Is that you?
Who's this?
Is this Johnny?
Who is this, man?
This is PJ. Answer my question. Are you Johnny?
Slow your roll. Slow your roll. I'm Johnny, and I do the neighborhood watch. Who is the damn PJ?
I'm PJ.
Hold on, man. Don't call my phone yelling at me, charging me up.
Hey, man, I live two streets over from you, okay? And you're supposed to be the neighborhood watchman, but that ain't what you're doing. Now, I done caught you looking in the window at my wife. When I came outside, you was halfway down the street, you and your damn dog.
Okay?
So, you ain't watching the neighborhood. You looking, trying to see some in the window. That's what you're doing.
Picking some. Man, please, I don't look. Man, I do my job, man. I do the neighborhood watch. I make sure people ain't breaking nobody's houses. I got a wife. What the hell I want to look at somebody else's wife? I got a piece of at home.
Then you need to stay out from looking through people's window, man. You're supposed to be watching the neighborhood, not watching my wife's.
Where you say you live again? Cause
I live two streets. You know what? I tell you what, Mr. Johnny.
A damn peep of Tom. I'm gonna show you what a damn peep of Tom is.
Now I'm gonna show you what. Now I'm gonna start looking through your window, looking at your wife. See, one peep deserves another peep, Mr. Johnny.
But bring your over here. I want you to look in my damn window. Man, this. Who the hell is this? I ain't got time for this, man. I got a job. I got a mortgage. I got kids. I ain't got time for this, man. Go look at a job, man. Go find a job.
I got a job. But when I'm at work,
you got a job. Yeah, you got a job crying like a damn talking about somebody looking at your wife. Ain't nobody looking at your damn wife, man.
I got a job, but when I'm at my job, I'm wondering if your is back at the house looking through the window at my wife.
Please come to my damn house. Please.
I'm coming later tonight to look through the window at
fine. Man, what the hell are you talking about? Calling me, talking about peeping at your damn wife. Ain't nobody.
Because that's what your been doing, man.
No wife. You probably ain't got no wife. You probably married to a damn midget or something. Man, what the you talking about, man? Talking about not peeping at your wife. You
I've got a wife, and you is the one that's been peeping at the window. Now, you're still watching the neighborhood, but that ain't what you're doing,
I got to say, come over here now. Since you're around the neighborhood, you three streets, whatever, how many streets, whatever you are for me, come right now. I stand outside with my dog, waiting on your I want you to come by. Walk
I'm coming later tonight when she get out that shower, the same way you were looking through my window.
Please, just come by. Don't wait. Just come by now, please.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll come by right now, but I'm bringing somebody with me.
You ain't what? Brother, I'm getting ready to slow down so I can get ready and tend to my business, man. I'm getting ready to go to work again today, man. What the hell are you talking about, bro? I got two damn jobs. I got a job to work during the day and at night. And in between, I do the neighborhood watch. I'm doing you a service. I'm helping your lazy out. Do I used to be watching people looking to see if they looking at your damn wife? Why don't you get you a second job or something, man? Why don't you Google? Why don't you look at monster.com or something? What the hell is wrong with you calling me? Talking about I'm peeping at your damn wife. Man, don't you ever call me with no man, who the hell is this anyway?
Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah, who the hell is this? Because I got something for you. Who is this?
I'm going to tell you who it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Trisha.
I'm going to kick Trisha. That ain't right, baby. That ain't right, baby.
Johnny.
Baby, that ain't right. Man, you got me, man, because I said ain't nobody going to get me on no prank, man. I don't fall for that. I ain't got time for that, man.
Your wife told me you do the neighborhood watch. Oh, man, she said you do the neighborhood, you walk, you know, because what, you got a Rottweiler?
Yeah,
told me.
That's why I use, man, because I want to be safe, man, just in case something happens. I just stick my Rottweiler on that.
Yeah.
Man, you got me bad, Tommy. Nephew, you got me bad, man.
You good?
I'm good, babe. I'm a getter, though.
All right, let me ask you this, though. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Show. Damn, man.
Talk to me. Somebody say something.
You play too much.
Yeah, I said it. You play too much.
2019,
that was great,
man. Stupid. Baby. We jumping stupid off early this year.
Dude, boy.
That was funny.
Neighborhood Watch.
Neighborhood Watch. That is. I will be in Tampa, Florida, January 24th, 25th, and 26th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Improv in Tampa, Florida.
Nice.
And I'm going to be ignorant, stupid, and clean at the same time. All that. Ignorant, stupid, clean. Let's see, that's ISL.
What you wearing? You can pull two of those off.
Yeah, what you wearing?
Two out of three. I know you got two out of three out of that.
Ignorant, well, which clean. Two? Which two, Shirley?
Ignorant, stupid.
Thank you.
I can be clean. I can be clean.
You can, but for sure.
Ignorant and stupid.
I'd be amazed on where you find them sizes.
Oh, here we go.
Where you get that little pretty-ass jacket at?
Remember you used to get your suits cut down, Steve? Steal them out your closet.
I used to.
Yeah, that don't work no more.
You bought it now. You done flipped the whole script.
Yeah.
I told you, man. I ain't going to play with them.
I be having people running up on me. Hey, can you fix my pocket square where your uncle's pocket square be looking? What?
That's what you want?
But, Steve, it's like my mom used to tell me after she reached a certain age, her words were, if not now, when?
Mm. Yeah.
She went in that drawer where she kept all her real nice negligees and nightgowns. That's what she was wearing.
Let's get to wearing it.
If not now, when?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Putting this on now.
Get it on now. Yeah. That's right.
I like that.
Not now, when?
Yeah, my grandmother wore all her great church hats every Sunday. Church hats were having so much stuff on it.
Like feathers and stuff.
Man, she be having all kinds of trinkets and bells. She coming through.
What's your grandmother's name, Jim?
Willie Mae.
Oh, Grandma Willie
Mae.
Willie Mae coming in there with that church hat on. Don't say nothing to her either.
All right, Sister Willie Mae.
I know, and it matches her outfit for
sure. Yeah.
Same color, everything. Mm-hmm. Like the Queen of England.
Having all kinds of bells and whistles on it.
You know they don't get announcements no more.
Who? No, they don't, Tommy.
They don't.
Oh, because no.
it's all on the screen.
We have videos in our church.
Yeah. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, Kim Kardashian has been named the Princes of Prison Reform, I should say, by inmates. Mm-hmm. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, yesterday we told you about Kim Kardashian, how she's celebrating yet another prison reform victory as Santoya Brown was granted clemency from Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam.
Yes, finally.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Several celebrities stepped up in her defense, including Rihanna, Snoop Dogg, LeBron James, Ashley Judd, and Kim Kardashian. Well, now, according to TMZ, Kim Kardashian is becoming the fairy godmother of prison inmates because they're flooding her inbox with just thousands and thousands of letters every day asking her to help them find freedom. Sources close to Kim told TMZ that inmates around the country are sending her an endless amount of notes. Is hoping that she and her legal team can find a way, because she's done it already, you know, can find a way to get them clemency as well. TMZ said Kim has earned the new nickname within the prison system as both staffers and inmates refer to her as a princess of prison reform. What do you think about that one, Steve?
That's cool.
That is, yeah.
She's making that's cool, a difference. You know, that, you can't get mad if somebody doing some really good work like that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, you got to find your way in life, you know. That could be something where, you know what I mean, just these, the two alone that I know about.
Exactly.
It was like major, man, major accomplishments, you know. So congratulations.
Yeah, and thank you. Also in entertainment news, Taraji P. Henson lost her engagement ring. Did you guys see that? She lost her engagement.
That.
Yeah. As she was leaving the Golden Globes, she was there. Golden Globes on Sunday, the ceremony was. When she discovered, I think she was clapping or waving to someone, and the ring fell off her finger. And
who her ring made by? Why didn't they stay on her?
She said, "Oh my God! Oh my God! No one move! No one move! Well, hold up, my ring! My ring!
You got millionaires in the room. They not finna do nothing to your ring."
She was desperately searching the ground when Terry Crews. We love us some Terry Crews.
Yes.
Terry Crews came to her rescue. He got on his knees to look for the ring and found it. Okay, so Terry Crews found it. You know Taraji. She is the best, Terry said. I'd do anything for her. So that was great.
Terry
that
always been good people, though. He's a legit dude.
He really is.
That's cool.
If I had his chest, I had my shirt off right now.
Looking for the ring.
Why you looking for the ring?
Damn that ring. I have people looking at my
working shirt. Working your pecs damn, like he does.
You see these pecs jumping like this?
I'd have been butt naked
at
the Globe.
At ring?
Butt naked.
He can make his chest pop.
Yeah, those pecs. Yeah, up and down, up and down. He's the host of America's Got Talent.
I could do that too,
now.
But I have to be doing jumping jacks.
Okay, Steve.
They're just not going to move on their own.
Yeah.
You got to help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Get some momentum.
How's the vegan thing working for you, speaking of that, Steve?
You know, it has to happen, so, you know, it's great.
What you ate yesterday?
Is it plant-based? You're doing all plant-based?
Yeah, mostly plant-based.
Okay.
What you ate yesterday, dog?
I juice until 12 noon.
What?
Oh, that's good. Okay. Vegetable juices?
Juice and fruit until 12 noon.
Oh, okay.
Is that a lot of going to the bathroom?
Put a lot of juice in, you got pee.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't just sit there.
I have a friend that is a vegan. Potato chips all day.
Ain't that fattening?
Do they count?
But, I mean, because it's no animal products or whatever, she thinks she's a vegan.
I mean, you can be a vegan. Now, let me explain something
really
to you.
No.
You can be a very, very unhealthy vegetarian.
Yeah, you can. I like
high blood pressure, eating a lot of sodium.
Yeah.
You can be a fat vegan. oh, yes, you can.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much. And yes, you eat a lot of bread, you can be a fat vegan. This is Ann Tripp with the news. President Trump addressed the nation last night as Washington's bipartisan standoff continues over funding for his campaign-promised border wall. He stressed the need for the billion-dollar wall across the southern border. He claims the issue is safety.
In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal record, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings.
And the president blamed the Democrats for not greenlighting his $5 billion border wall. However, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president has his facts wrong again.
The fact is, on the very first day of this Congress, House Democrats passed Senate Republican legislation to reopen government and fund smart, effective border security solutions. But the president is rejecting these bipartisan bills over his obsession with forcing American taxpayers to waste billions of dollars on an expensive and ineffective wall, a wall he always promised Mexico would pay for.
And Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer says the president can reopen the government and allow both parties to hash out the border issue separately. The president has called congressional leaders to the White House later today. An Atlanta prosecutor says she's interested in prosecuting R. Kelly if some of his victims contact her. Researchers say that cancer deaths are on the decline in the U.S. According to the American Cancer Society, U.S. cancer deaths have been on the downswing for the last 25 years, driven largely, they say, by the drop in cigarette smoking. Deaths from lung cancer have dropped by 48% among men, 23% among women. And since 1990, an early detection and treatment of other cancers like breast cancer, prostate, and colon have also contributed to the decline in deaths there. Cancer remains the nation's second most common cause of death. However, heart disease is number one. Dog lovers praising this move. The chief of Jackson, Mississippi Police Department currently checking on the whereabouts of all his department's former police dogs after finding out that one of them, named Ringo, was retired and his handler for 9 years simply dropped the dog off at an animal shelter instead of taking him home with him. That's worked with the dog for 9 years. Luckily, the man who trained Ringo was tipped off about the situation, found the dog, and adopted him out. Meanwhile, the detective that callously left his canine partner in a shelter has been demoted to patrolman. Get this. Police in Salinas, California, looking for a man seen on surveillance tape licking a doorbell for 3 hours. Cops have identified the door licker as Roberto Daniel Arroyo, whom they say could face misdemeanor charges of petty theft, prowling. The family who owns the house say they don't know the guy, but they made sure to clean off their doorbell. And today is reading the newspaper in the toilet day. I want to hold your hand. I don't think so. I'm not pulling your finger either. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, last night, guys, the president took his plea for the border wall to prime time. After his speech, Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer gave a rebuttal to the president's speech.
We talked about this last hour.
Yeah, we did.
And it's just really the government shutdown and the president's selfish ways of what he's doing, holding the government and American people hostage.
Yeah.
For this wall.
You know, it's just like, see, what he's done is, I don't care how the Republicans frame this. I'm just going, first of all, the campaign promise was there'll be a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, it's completely turned to, I'm shutting down the government until I get $5.6 billion for the wall.
From the Democrats.
Now, listen to me. That's a campaign promise that you made to your base. Okay. Not every Republican wants a wall. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's saying that. But you want to keep this promise for the base, and now you got to make the entire government pay for 5.6 so you can make your promise to not the majority of Americans.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't how this works.
Right.
And you shut the government down, and you even said, I'll shut the government down. I'll own it.
Mm-hmm. He said
well,
it.
See, own it.
Yeah.
But
you're
that's not what he's going to do.
He's blaming it.
And now he's talking about, I want Congress to pass a bill that we can get this government back open and get this border secured. Man, this is the worst president we've ever had.
But aren't those two different things, though, sort of border security and the wall?
Yeah.
They're two different things.
Two different things.
Yeah.
Because there are people saying there's ways to secure it without the wall.
Right, right.
That they think are better ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But no country has a wall up to a neighboring ally country. Mm. Mexico is an ally, a friendly nation to the United States. Here's the truth of the matter. The majority of drugs do not come in off the southern border. The majority of drugs come into this country through legal ports.
Well, not according to the president.
He ran those facts off last night.
He ran these facts off about how many legal drugs, but they come through legal ports. They come through legal ports. The majority of drugs are not coming from Mexico. That's the part he won't tell the truth about. That's the truth.
Yeah, they fact checked him on that last night. They did.
I don't know. And the Republicans act like he ain't lying at all.
Don't say nothing.
Man, they won't say anything.
They quiet. They real quiet.
Yeah.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. Every time.
I don't know who you think can get around this wall.
Mitch McConnell gobbler. Don't even move.
All right. Coming up at 34 after the hour, guys, officials in Georgia and Chicago will start. This is great news. They're going to start a new criminal investigation against R. Kelly. We'll talk about it right after this.
I believe I'm in trouble.
Oh, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Officials in Georgia have started a new criminal investigation. This is a new criminal investigation to get to the bottom of the allegations against R. Kelly. TMZ is reporting that the Fulton County District Attorney's Office will look into claims made against R. Kelly in the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries that we all saw over the weekend. Investigators have been reaching out to several survivors featured in the Lifetime docuseries, including Asante McGee. That was the older lady, young lady. She was 35, I believe.
Yes.
Anyway, she said that she escaped R. Kelly's home and made headlines earlier this week when she called for R. Kelly to take a lie detector test live on TV.
Because he's denying all the allegations.
Yeah, of course. He's denying everything.
Yeah.
Also in Chicago, Cook County, the state attorney, Kim Fox, has urged victims to come forward. The state attorney's office has not launched a formal investigation, but Fox definitely sounds like she will if victims come forward. So we need the victims to come forward that case.
Listen to me. You know, there's no way. That just goes to show you the extent of how unknown and the depth of the problem. Because anybody who sees that knows that there's going to be some ramifications behind this. This is still the United States of America.
You mean see the docuseries and say, well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you
because,
mean investigate.
Look, I mean, even after watching it, as I didn't know. Everybody I know that saw it is shocked. Ain't nobody say, I wasn't surprised by none of that.
Right.
If you did, you lying.
Yeah. Right.
Because if you knew all that and didn't say nothing, there's something wrong with you.
Exactly.
Along with everybody that was sitting there in compliance with it.
Yeah. Right.
Because I was getting more and more ticked off with them dudes in the shadows now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they was in that room.
And the personal assistant.
Hey, dog, if you knew these young girls was in this room, how you ain't say nothing?
And you were facilitating. Yeah.
Dog, where your decency as a man, dog?
I got problems with parents, dog. You know your daughter over there. That bothers me, man.
I'm telling you, Tommy, I don't know who these fathers is. I'm not that
your
guy.
Your daughter over there? Come on,
I'm the lead story on the news.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's nothing bigger than me.
At 5, 6, 7, and 11.
CNN, Fox.
We in
Channel
there.
7.
Hey, Shirley.
ABC. Yes, Steve.
I'm breaking news. Yeah. We interrupt this regularly scheduled program. Because that...
You on ESPN, Netflix.
Uh-huh. We interrupt in 60 minutes. They don't normally interrupt 60 minutes.
Folks, Steve Harvey is inside the home. All we hearing... There's a fire in one room. Shots is ringing out in the other.
I know.
Sound like somebody getting strap whooped in another room. We don't know what the hell going on here. He got all the doors barricaded.
And somebody trying to sing.
Yeah.
We can't get in.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So I do want to get this out. State Attorney Kim Fox, by the way, she was a victim of sexual abuse herself.
Who?
And her name is, she's from Cook County, from the Chicago area, Steve. Her name is Kim Fox. She's a state attorney there in Chicago, in the Cook County area. She wants anyone with any information concerning R. Kelly and the sex cult and all this stuff. If you have any information, please contact her office at, I'll give you the number, 773-674-6492. 773-674-6492, okay? Yeah. Officials in Georgia, like I said, have already started a new criminal investigation. They want to get to the bottom of it. Now, the state attorney in Chicago wants to do the same. If you have any information, 773-674-6492. 877-674-6492. And again, R. Kelly is denying everything. Yes. And still walking around a free man.
Good. Investigation.
Well,
on
you know what? He can walk around free. Mm-hmm. He got no charges.
Right now.
Ain't nobody bought no case. He can walk around free. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling. I'm really stunned at the depth of this series, man. I just didn't know it was like this.
Yeah.
And he cannot think nothing's going to happen. That can't happen.
Investigation right now, two states.
Right, that's right. Yeah. All right, coming up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, you ever heard of an old fool? Mm-hmm. That is the subject. You ever heard of an old fool? But right now, the nephew's here. I don't know. I didn't mean for those two to go together.
Be right
there.
But
right now, right there. I didn't. It just happened like that. Right now, the nephew's here with a prank phone call.
Come on, old fool.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Uh-oh. Why are you singing Whoa. Five heartbeats?
Stand up.
The Dales.
Okay. The name of the prank is.
Wait. You can't say.
I know.
At all.
I know, at all. A heart of a brother.
Oh, this sounds...
Y'all ain't ready for this. This
sounds like coming
it's coming. Yeah, come on, boy. Sing it for me.
In the heart tonight.
Yeah.
And I've learned...
Come on, Dale. Five heartbeats.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Let up.
Give it up. Here comes Steve. He got a ball.
Myself. Boy, that you don't understand how I feel about it.
Give me that hard part. Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Is there a heart? Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up. Shirley, you're not going to outstand him.
Shirley can't sing either.
She thinks she can.
I didn't know, though. But I didn't know.
This
I didn't even know my mic was on like that.
A heart of a brother. Run it, Cat.
Hello? Hey, I'm trying to reach Alan. This is Alan. Alan, how you doing, man? My name is Bobby Booker. What can I do for you? I got your number, man, from the hospital. Did you just, within the last, I guess, 3-4 months, did you get a heart transplant? Within
3.5 months ago, yeah, I did, 3.5 months ago.
Okay. How you been feeling, man?
Actually good. I'm actually up and around faster than I thought it was going to be, you know? So I'm doing well. Thank you. Are you with the hospital?
No, I'm not. Actually, you know, they gave me your number, man. I hope you're okay with it, but you actually, the heart that you got was from my brother, Troy.
And, oh my God. Really?
Yeah, that was my brother. My brother passed away.
I'm so sorry about your brother, but wow, I got to tell you, he saved my life, man.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call you, man. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all.
You know, it's kind of like a little bit of my brother is still living, you know what I mean? It kind of feels like my brother's still living, so it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I'm just glad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, man. I'm just curious because you're Caucasian, right?
Yeah. I'm white.
Yeah. Do you feel any different having a black man's heart in your body?
No. I don't feel any different. No.
Okay.
I didn't really think about it though.
And this would just make me and the rest of the family feel good that we knew what he was dedicated to and the things that mattered to him. Would you feel all right joining the NAACP?
Are there some people who are going to be upset that I join? I mean, is that okay?
I don't know about anybody being upset, man. It's just, I know my brother, that's what he was a part of. And, you know, you walking around with his heart, man, it would just feel different. Feel great, you know, to feel like he would be back in there doing what he was doing and fighting for injustice for the black community. Now, are you a Democratic or Republican?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was Republican until Trump, and now I'm just really, I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, that guy's an idiot.
You did vote for Trump?
I did not, but I am a Republican.
Okay. So the reason why, you know, because I'm just curious, man, because what I would hate to see is, you know, when 2020 come around, you know, you over there in the voting booth, you know, with my brother Black Hart, and you in there, you know, voting Republican, you know, and that's something that I know my brother wouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, I'm not happy with Trump, but if someone else in the Republican Party runs and I agree with them, it's kind of like it's my heart now. I can't change my point of view just because of that. I mean, it's
yeah, but what you're not gonna do though, man, is be in there with my brother Black Hart and you up in there making some decisions that I know my brother wouldn't do. You see what I'm saying?
That's a long way off, man. But I can't promise you that. I mean, if somebody runs that I like, I mean, I'm gonna vote the way I feel. My heart and my head tell me to vote.
No, well, see, hold on. See, no, don't say what my heart, because that ain't your heart. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother's heart. So you got every right to ask me what you think my brother would feel in his heart, and I'll tell you. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't vote the way I feel.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. Have you been, like, craving different kind of foods that you don't normally eat? I don't know. I mean, like greens. Like, my brother ate a lot of greens. Do you feel like you'd be wanting some greens sometimes?
Well, I like greens occasionally, yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, do you like women who have big butts?
Well, I love women in general. I didn't think about specifics, but, you know, if they're good looking, they're good looking. Well, wait a minute. What kind of call is this, man? I mean, you're asking me all these random questions. What? I don't understand where this is coming from.
It's coming from my brother's heart. That's where it's coming from. You got my brother Black Hart inside of you. You know?
Yeah.
I'm asking you to do what my brother would do, not what you would do. You want to do it from your heart. You mean you're doing it from my brother's heart.
When you first called me about your brother, I was excited. Now I'm thinking, how the f*** did the hospital give you just this number and you get to call me up? That's privileged information. You shouldn't get to just call me and ask me all these f***ing random questions, man. I just got a heart transplant. Now you're starting to get me worked up.
If I'm not trying to get you worked up.
Well,
all I'm trying
that,
to...
man.
Okay. Well, let me just calm down. All I know is you got Troy Hart inside of you, and I'm trying to let you know the kind of person Troy is. Okay, so let me ask you this. Has your music changed? Are you listening to more R&B now?
I do like R&B, but I listen to hard rock, too. That hasn't changed.
Because what's in Troy Hart going to stay in Troy Hart? You understand? So you got to have, that's in your heart now. Greens, big butts, NAACP. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well,
I'm trying to tell you about Troy.
What? Are you crying, man?
I'm trying to tell you about Troy.
Hey, I'm sorry. I know you miss your brother. Don't. Damn, I'm so...
Okay, let me say this.
Okay.
Since you got my brother Hart, I think it's only right that me and you, we get together and go to a Jay-Z concert together. I think that's only right. A Jay-Z and Beyonce concert, we go together, because that's what me and my brother did. We would go see them perform.
Well, I mean, they are two of the best of all time. So, am I buying both the tickets?
Oh, that's f***ed up. You got Troy Hart, and you worry about who going to pay for some tickets?
I didn't know. I thought maybe you might want to treat your brother one last time.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Listen, I'm really sorry. I mean, I get upset. I didn't mean to yell at you. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Do you listen to Black Radio?
Sometimes I do listen to Black Radio.
Do you ever listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Well, yeah, he's one of the best, man. I used to follow him when he was on Family Feud. He's great. What?
He's got a nephew on the show, and he does prank phone calls?
Yeah.
And that would be me. Alan, this is Nephew Tommy, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
The f*** out. Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding, baby.
Oh, my God, dude. You almost gave me a second heart attack. Jesus. Oh, my God.
You've been pranked, man, by your wife, Robin, and her co-worker, Bridget, partner. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It's your show, baby. Steve Harvey. Come on, man.
Okay.
Outstanding. Whoa. That was a good
that
one.
Was good. That was good. That was good, man. All right. Well, thank you, nephew. That was a good one. You're right. Today, the Strawberry Letter is coming up next. Subject, you ever heard of an old fool? Mm. Strawberry Letter up next right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for the Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. All right?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, you ever heard of an old fool? Dear Stephen Shirley, do you think that dating rules for seniors are different than those for younger people? I need to know because I'm trying to find love again and I'm over 60. I'd like to think that a man aged 65 to 70 would think and act differently than he did when he was 25 to 30 years old, but that's not the case. When I meet men my age, they are still interested in the cookie. And I need to know if I should still be using the 90-day rule at my age. Then there are the other men that I meet, and they voluntarily tell me that the cookie is a non-issue for them now. I'm still a bit frisky, so I don't date men that I don't date a man that doesn't want the cookie anymore, okay? Steve, I wish you would talk more about this subject because I have a lot of single friends that are on the dating scene again. My big problem is I recently met a 70-year-old man that I adore, and he always tells me that I'm very attractive and youthful looking for my age. He's smart, funny, and nerdy, and I love spending time with him. I thought he was into me too, but I keep getting mixed signals from him. He says he wants to be in a relationship, but his actions don't match his words. I'm not willing to wait forever for him to commit to me. Excuse me. I was shocked to find out that men don't change as they get older. Or am I wrong and I just picked a bad one? He'd be a fool to lose me. Can you please give me some tips on how to keep the magic going with this man so he won't lose interest? I need some help with my love life. I have to apologize for my voice for these last three days. I'm struggling. I know.
I'm going to tell you to read it again, but I didn't want to.
Excuse me.
Room.
All right. I know. Tennessee, Texas, Tokyo. I know. That's inside. All right, here we go. You know, don't start, Steve. Don't start.
Oh, man, I forgot all about it.
I know. All right, here we go. You know, I was going to say this to you, Steve. A lot of people, especially women, ask me to ask you to hook them up. They ask me this all the time. When we have events and stuff and we go out, they're always asking me, Shirley, why doesn't Steve have a segment where older women or older guys, you know, we can hook up? So I'm really not surprised that this letter got through because there is, you know, I've seen it firsthand. There is a void, I guess, in this age group. I say maybe some things change, but not all the things. The dating rules I'm talking about for for seniors. Then young people, I think older people know more of what they want. They know they're more comfortable and confident with who they are. So they can weed out the bad people quicker and they can get involved quicker. So when you say you need to know because you're trying to find love again at age 60, I think in this case, you know, maybe not the 90-day rule. But rules definitely do apply. And a 90-day rule can apply, too, because it still applies in other things in life. You know, that's what Steve based it on, the 3-month probation period. So you don't have to just jump into bed just because you're older. You know, take your time to get to know the individual. You're with someone who's 70 years old now. And you say you adore this man, and he's always telling you he's attractive, he's smart and funny and everything. What are these mixed signals you're getting from him? You didn't elaborate on that. You says he says he wants to be in a relationship, but his actions don't match his words. So if he wants to be in a relationship, why aren't you guys in a relationship? Why aren't you in a relationship if that's what you want? You said you were shocked to find out that men don't change as they get older. Did you mean that you're trying to change him and he won't change? Because we all know, and you're old enough to know, that we can't change anyone. So did you just pick a bad one? No, he may not be a bad pick, but you didn't give us enough information to find out what's going on here, you know, except that he's giving you mixed signals. He'd be a fool to lose you, so that means, in your opinion, you're a good catch. I think maybe you should hang in there, get to know this guy a little better, and you never know where this relationship can go. Steve?
Anytime y'all ready for me to just get to the bottom line, stop me in this letter.
Okay. And ask you that?
Yeah, just Steve, can you get to the bottom line?
Get to the bottom line?
Okay. Here's this woman who's 60 and would like to think that a man aged between 65 and 70 would act differently than he does when he's 25 to 30 years old. But that's not the case. So the question in the letter is, the lady asked me is, do I have to adhere to the 90-day rule at my age? Well, if you don't adhere, why would you not adhere to the rule? Simply because you're older doesn't mean you shouldn't apply the rules. Because of these men that you keep meeting are acting like 25, 30 years old, you got to treat them that way. And you got to protect yourself that way. This is a real simple letter. Anybody ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, Steve, get to the bottom line, baby.
Get to the bottom line. Here it is right here. The lady says, I recently met a 70-year-old man that I adore. He always tells me that I'm very attractive and youthful looking for my age. He's smart, funny, and nerdy. I love spending time with him. I thought he was into me too, but I keep getting mixed signals from him. He says he wants to be in a relationship, but his actions don't match his words. You ready for it?
Ready.
Fight.
Let's go.
I'm not willing to wait forever for him to commit to me. He's 70.
Come on with the bottom line, Steve.
You ain't willing to wait. How long he got?
That's what you need to know.
He's 70.
He's not dead.
But how long he got? He's 70.
20 more?
Let's say,
give him 90.
It could be 20 more. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you waiting on? You ain't got but 20 left. Mm-hmm.
Commit.
You scared of commitment? Boy, you better have him get somebody gonna help flip you over, wash you. He's 70.
To flip you over.
Yeah. Wash him.
You're not going to wait on him forever. You ain't going to have to. He's 70. If anybody need to be in a hurry, his ass needs to be in a hurry.
Yeah. All right, hang on,
Steve.
To
do everything.
Hang on. We'll recap. And get back to part two of your response coming up at 23 after the hour, right after this subject today. You ever heard of an old fool? Coming back. Part two, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Get part two of your response.
Here's a recap, real simple. This woman trying to get this man to 70 to act right. That's the recap. Mm. She's 60. I'm going to read it to you one more time.
Okay.
Recently met a 70-year-old man I adore. He always tells me that I'm very attractive and youthful looking for my age. He is smart, funny, and nerdy, and I love spending time with him. I thought he was into me, too, but I keep getting mixed signals from him. He says he wants to be in a relationship, but his actions don't match his words. I'm not willing to wait forever for him to commit to me. You ain't gonna have to. Mm. When you say 70, forever is not a long time. Once you 70... forever could mean any day now. 70, forever could mean 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It can mean 30 years. Wow. But that ain't forever, though. That'll be here in a little while. I don't know if you've noticed it, but as you get older, the years go by so much faster.
Don't they, though?
2018 was a blur. Here we is into 2019 now. And you know what?
What?
2019 gonna blow by too. Now he older than all of us. He's 70. How fast you think his life moves?
Everybody said that about 2018.
Even hey, man, I don't care who you are. Unless you were an inmate, 2018 blew by.
It did.
Now, inmates ain't nothing blowing by for them. I understand that. I ain't messing with them. I feel for all the brothers and sisters that's locked away that can hear the show. God bless you. Keep your head up. Make something out yourself. Now, back to this letter. He's 70. What is he waiting on? If he ain't in a hurry at 70, you're just dealing with a slow man.
Okay.
You 60, I'm 70. You looking for a relationship. I ain't really feeling it. Here's some of the answers I give. Just ask me some relationship or commitment questions, anything. It don't matter.
Well, where do you think we're going with this relationship?
Well, we're going to have to get down to the doctor's office. We don't get down there for Thursday. We're going to get backed up and ain't going to get no appointment.
Well, listen, you know, I like to go out dancing and stuff. You told me I was cute and, you know, I was really youthful looking for my age. So, you know, I like to stay young at heart and go dancing and do
you
fun
is,
stuff.
But I'm not. You youthful looking for your age. I look every bit of 70. Matter of fact, I've never been told I don't look my age. People have always thought I was in my 90s.
But when we first met, you looked good. I thought you were healthy and an attractive,
yeah, I
know
but
older
I
man.
Fell off real fast, though, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I just fell off.
I know,
it
but
was just...
I'm hanging there with you, though. I still like you.
Well, I ain't got long.
Well, I mean, you're just 70, though.
Yeah, but I just told you, I went to the doctor last Thursday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got 14 chronic ills.
God, stop.
Is that what all those pills on your nightstand in your medicine cabinet I saw?
Mm-hmm. Six of them is for gout. And two of them is just for breathing.
Well, see, if we got married and stuff, I could cook for you, you know, make you healthy meals and things.
I can't eat that kind of food.
Healthy stuff like vegetables and stuff like that?
No, I had to eat hospital food.
Oh, really, really bland.
I can't have nothing on it.
No seasoning? No
salt,
pepper?
I can't have no jalapeno, nothing. I can't have nothing on it. It's
what about
all got to be.
What about hot sauce? When I
Oh,
chicken?
Lord, the sodium on there? Now, unless you give me some of that J. Anthony Brown hot sauce.
Hotter than a mofo.
Hotter than a mofo. I can't really, but then that's too damn hot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I didn't think, you know, you were that ill and everything when I saw you.
Oh, girl, you don't even know the half of it.
Well, maybe you'll go to church with me. How about that? And we can let the pastor pray over you.
Oh,
put hands on you.
I'm way past the pastor praying for me.
Really?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I know the pastor.
Oh, do
you? Yeah, we used to have a nightclub together.
You and the pastor?
Back in the day, baby.
Oh, this was before he became a pastor.
No, this was a week before last.
Recently. Well, when do you think you're going to retire?
Tell you that. I'm already retired.
Oh, you're retired? Because I was thinking, you know, maybe we could travel together and, you know, just live
our
best
life. I ain't
got
no money to go nowhere.
What?
Yeah, I retired. But I didn't read the paperwork right. They said if you sign up, you would qualify for your pension in 15. And I thought they said they were going to give you 15 years of pay. But I signed up, and it'd be 15 years before I get damn qualified.
Well, you're going to have to do something because, like I said in the letter, I'm not willing to wait forever for a commitment now.
Didn't you just hear me tell you I got 14 chronic ills? How long you think forever going to be?
Well, maybe...
You don't think one of these going to get me? I got gout.
Well, I'm a good catch now. You don't want to leave me. You don't want to lose me.
No, you is right about that. You about the finest thing to come my way in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't even see what you want with me.
Well, you got any friends?
Oh, you threw with him?
Threw with him already?
I'm done.
All my friends in the hospital. Every last one of them is in the hospital.
They sick? They all sick?
Yeah, that's how we got to be friends. We was in there with all the illness.
Well, do you think I should go younger? I mean, you're 70, I'm 60. You think I should go a little younger, perhaps?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Probably should.
Yeah, maybe
get
that's
you a
it.
Man about 58 or something.
About how old?
58.
That's young.
That's young to you?
You young whippersnapper. I was doing things back when I was 58.
Wow. All right, listen, we got to get out of here. You can email us, guys, or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Miss Shirley.
Well, thank
change
you.
Change your mind about me, I'll be here.
Thank you, Mr. Broderick.
I ain't going nowhere, because I can't got no money.
Okay, well.
I'll be sitting right here on the porch.
Okay, bye. Anyway, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes, New Year's resolutions. We're checking them right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Steve, we talked about this yesterday, of course. It's time to do a resolution check. It's been 1 week since we made our New Year's resolution. How's it going? And what's been the biggest challenge?
I haven't had any cigars.
Okay. All right, congratulations.
That's for starters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was one of your resolutions, mm-hmm. right?
No, that wasn't a resolution. I just have to.
Oh, cut for back. Health reasons, yeah. yeah you said you were going to do one a month.
The one a week is what I promised the doctor, but I cut it down myself to one a month.
Oh.
Okay, okay. So your birthday is next week.
I'm smoking.
On the 17th.
Get it in, dog. Get yours in, too. Man.
It's going to be a 2 hour smoke. Yeah, I'm going to go on and do that. And then,
yeah. And I asked you earlier about your plant based diet.
That's going really well.
Okay.
I'm juicing until 12 noon every day.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Chef Babette is working with me.
So you juicing like just...
I juice.
Veggies.
Juice and
veggies.
Fruit uh-huh. until 12 noon.
Okay.
Juice and fruit.
And then what do you eat?
Then I have my meals, plant-based meals.
Okay.
The rest
okay.
of the day.
That'll knock it off.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're talking about resolutions, right? Mm-hmm. And you said, Steve, you really focus in on trying to get cut back on your cigars, right? So yeah. you said next week, coming up for your birthday on the 17th, yeah. you're going to smoke a cigar.
Big one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So next month, February, you got Super Bowl at the beginning of the month.
Ooh.
What am I doing?
Mm. So you Super gotta, you, I'm just telling you,
yeah,
you gotta
think ahead.
Think
plan
ahead. And,
mm-hmm. I watch Super Bowl in the house, so I can't smoke in the house. No.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. Well, there you go.
You know what?
What?
This ain't no resolution, but I just thought about, you know, I ain't had sex since last year. I'm
sure. Sure, you want to say that?
So.
Hey, doggy.
So, no. There you go right there. The genius title just went out to
okay,
win.
Cool. 9 days. Yeah, I ain't got to worry about okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Junior.
Yeah, thank you, Junior.
It came right out.
I had sex since last year.
And we're 9 days in.
So what does that have to do with resolutions? We're talking about resolutions.
I just said it ain't my resolution.
Sure you want to say that.
Okay, let's go on back to resolutions.
Yeah. Well, what resolutions
did
you make?
Well, I want to get to a solution, really.
You want
we are, we own in Houston. Yeah, okay.
Every day. Tell him, Steve.
And he has a show, Steve.
No. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We own every day
I'm
in
over here praying for season 2.
And you know what? You know what today is? Come to think of it. Today's January 9th.
I'm sorry.
Yes. It's my husband and your wife's
birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's January.
Yes, January 9th. It's Nesto's birthday.
There you go.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Did Shirley just have to remind you?
No.
Boy.
No.
Because they share birthdays, Nesto and Jackie.
But Shirley just reminded you.
No, I wanted him to stop.
No, listen. I said it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. First time this came up today.
Listen. Don't do this. Please don't do this. Lord, don't do this.
We about to go.
Don't take the wheel.
Lord, don't do this. I said it at midnight last night. Now, hold on. No, we're not going to
wait. Fix it. You better fix it.
I said
it.
Now, this is my third time saying it. I said it before I left to go to work this morning. But now I'm saying it again.
No.
This is my third time.
No, no.
This is my first
I'm
time.
I'm just saying.
Huh? Lord, don't do this.
We are. But
please,
Steve,
Jesus, y'all
wait,
pull
wait,
up
Steve.
Off this radio. Huh. Oh, her friends.
Oh,
huh?
Man.
We've been on the air 3 hours.
Yes.
All I'm saying, Carla, we almost had to have a great weekend.
let me say this.
You sitting up here talking about, I ain't had sex since last year. You going to miss this week, too.
Birthday today? What'd you say, Steve?
You had that session last year. You finna miss this week, too.
Let me say this.
Her friends listen to the radio. Girl, Tommy just went for Shirley.
Oh, man.
Your husband. I want to
say, baby, happy birthday. You're beautiful. You're outstanding. And let me look in the camera here. They got that on us here this morning. Happy birthday, girl. You're outstanding. You're the bomb. I got something for you. You're not gonna believe what I got for you. And don't be listening to this stuff I've been saying on the radio.
You're just playing. She knows you're stupid.
You know I'm crazy. I just playing. Baby, this will get the chick. This will get the chick. Uh-huh. But soon as I leave here, I'm going to the Louis Vuitton store, and girl, I got something.
You better. go to the Chanel store while you're at it. Just walk right on down.
Well, I can't do it. Go to both.
Yes, she can. Oh, yes, she can.
Okay. Baby, there they go. we on camera right here. So, just happy birthday, baby.
Two pranks.
Jacqueline Miles, happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, Nesto, too. And happy anniversary.
Put the camera on, honey.
Yeah, it's our anniversary.
That damn Tommy just prank after prank after prank.
Hey, mentioned his wife that one time.
Hey, Tommy, you just pranked yourself.
for real, Steve.
You're so stupid. You pranked your damn self.
And you're welcome, Tommy. You're welcome.
Right. Lord have mercy.
And anyway, as I was
saying, I ain't had sex since last year.
But I did want to say this while we're in this break. Happy birthday, baby. I love you, Nesto. Yeah. And happy anniversary. This is our fourth wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it. Thank you, guys. 4 years.
Happy birthday, Nesto.
Happy birthday, Nesto. And happy anniversary.
I've never enjoyed watching anybody be married more than you. It's the most entertaining ass dude. Yeah. Oh, happy birthday, baby.
Oh, so you don't remember that either?
Oh, Diddy said, oh, hell no. God, that's right. Happy birthday, baby. I ain't sex since last year.
Junior, you're making it worse.
Well, you know Junior.
Hey, yes. I'm sorry. That's the greatest moment in my life right now. Huh.
All right. Lord, all right, guys, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones just bought himself a big, gigantic $250 million yacht.
Come on, boy.
I knew Steve would all love it.
Plus, a push to rename New York City's Fifth Avenue would put Trump Tower on Obama Avenue. We'll talk about it right after this at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this is for Cat Dog right here, our engineer. How about them Cowboys?
You're a Cowboy fan.
He is a Cowboy fan.
I ain't mad at him, man.
Yeah.
Team win and go ahead, baby.
Whatever.
Junior. According to TMZ, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones just bought himself a 357 feet long.
How many feet?
357 feet. Two helipads, one in the front, Steve, one in the back.
357.
Yeah, two helipads now. So if you want to land in the front, you can land on the one in the back.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's it called? Its name? Is it called Symphony?
It's called Bravo Eugenia. Wow. And that's after his wife.
Oh, he renamed it. What was it? What was it when he bought it? Or he might have bought it new, though.
It cost $250
million. That sounds new to me. I don't think that's old. Used? Yeah. I don't think that's used, $250 million.
Dog, you know how much them boats cost?
No, we don't.
Trying to tell you right now, $250 million.
We don't even know where this boat store at. Where is the boat store at?
Who you call?
It's called the shipyard.
Well, see there.
The boat store. I love it.
No, boat store.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah. All right then, Jerry Jones.
This is what happens when you make it to the playoffs, huh? Mm-hmm.
76 years old. That's how old he is. Of course, he's a billionaire. I think that goes without saying. Mm-hmm. He named the boat after his wife, Jean Jones. Bravo Eugenia is the name. It was built in the Netherlands, Steve, and delivered to Jerry Jones on December 20th. That was his Christmas present to himself.
So there you go. The boat store was in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. That was the boat store. Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on, guys. Did you hear about this one? A push to rename. I love this story. New York City's.
You still marinating on the boat.
I just looked it up.
Oh, did you? Yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, you better. Wow.
Let me Google it. It's fly.
It's pretty.
It's cowboy colors, too.
I know one year he had chartered this boat called Symphony. It had just came out the shipyards. He was the first person to charter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's owned by the guy. Let me tell you the story. There was guys that owned this boat that Magic got every year called Amadeus. They went to the shipyard to build Symphony.
Oh!
They went to Symphony to build the shipyard, to the shipyard to build Symphony.
Uh-huh.
They told the guy that owns Louis Vuitton, Moet, and Hennessy, all of them,
mm-hmm.
they told him, Bernard Arnault, it's a 5-year wait. He said, no, I want to be moved to the front of the line. They said it's a 5-year wait. He bought the shipyard.
Oh.
What?
That kind story. Of paper.
He got that long.
He bought the shipyard and then made his boat number one.
Okay.
Symphony hit the water last year.
Mm-hmm. That's how you move mm-hmm. to the front of the line.
Yeah.
That's how you
I saw it.
Somebody.
I've actually been on it. I took a tour of it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's an amazing.
Okay.
And Balling. Jerry Jones was the first person to ever charter that boat.
Nice.
This is a bad boat right here, dog.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
This is a bad boat.
All right. Man. Can we move on now, guys?
Yeah, move
you
on.
Ready? All right. Well, did you hear about this one? there's a push to rename New York City's Fifth Avenue. And that would put Trump Tower on Obama Avenue.
I love that.
Let's do it.
Thousands and thousands of people are signing a petition that would name a stretch of Fifth Avenue right in front of Trump Tower after President Obama. All right? More than 20,000 people have signed the petition, which calls on Mayor de Blasio to name the portion of Fifth Avenue between 56th and 57th Streets in honor right of President Obama. Wow. The petition is sponsored by
That's
Move On.
Huh? Only done to piss off Trump. That's one block.
Solely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. One block.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
The petition is sponsored by MoveOn.org, and organizers are hoping to get 30,000 signatures.
Oh, they can get. I'm going to fly in.
Yeah, so. Let's right. do it. Let's do it.
So this will be 725 Obama Avenue.
Yes.
Come on
man,
now.
He'll tell that whole town.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
30,000 signatures before presenting it to the mayor and the city council. If the name change is approved, that would make Trump Tower's address 725, like you said, nephew Barack H. Obama Avenue.
He would be sick.
That's so funny.
I love it.
You think he sounded sick earlier when we ran his tape?
The soundbite from the
sound
speech
bite we
last
ran
night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The border wall speech.
Kind of.
Woo! Mm-hmm. I like it. I like that petition.
Yeah. That would be justice, though.
Well played.
He was heading the birther movement and all of that, you know, saying that Obama wasn't from here and all of that. So there you go.
Now you live on his
street. Now you're on Obama Avenue. So,
Right.
How you like me now?
Yeah.
Okay, he did all that, then gonna say, oh, yeah, he was born here.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
Golly.
Mm-hmm.
One block, though? They would do that for one block.
I love
30, it. 30,000, that's all they need. It's a whole bunch of people in New York City.
Yeah, that's easy.
Mm-hmm. Millions.
They can go to Times Square.
Yeah, get it.
Real quick.
You did it on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
While we
Junior,
waiting on the
you
ball
were right
drop,
there.
Why don't you just sign this right here?
Right.
Here, here, and here.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Steve? I see you.
No, I just that I you I would, hope to God you would do it happens.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, just, yeah. Sorry. I donate money. I buy the sign.
Right. Yeah. Man. Hey, you know, like, I donate the sign.
People be out there taking pictures. Yes.
Man.
Yes.
It'd be so many people that show up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's classic.
It
that's
is. Classic.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
it classic. Really is.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, people still talking about too his State of the Union, not State of the Union. That's coming up in a few weeks, but that address,
the Oval Office address,
last night, border wall secured.
Yeah.
That was terrible. That was a terrible
9 minutes, just of our time gone.
I ain't gonna hold you long.
We can't ever get that back.
I know. I went into the kitchen.
I know.
Came back and then he was like, "Good night, good night."
You fool.
You shut the government down and you gave us a 9-minute speech?
All right, we'll be back. Talk about Jimmy Kimmel at 20 after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Jimmy Kimmel is putting government employees affected by the shutdown to work.
Wow.
Kimmel marked the 17th day of the shutdown by inviting one of the nearly 800,000 federal workers. That is almost a million people. Of the nearly 800,000 federal workers affected by the government shutdown to work on his show. I love that. Mm. John Kostelnik is a prison guard and union president. He's not thrilled with being a pawn in the border wall fight. He was given a tambourine and made part of the band. Kimball will put a federal employee to work every day until the shutdown ends. Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. That's cool. That's cool.
Awesome.
I like that.
Very cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, he's very outspoken about what's going on with the president, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he is.
He's all about action.
Yeah, because of his son and everything. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Steve?
Well, y'all think it's slick, you know. It's a great gesture. It draws attention to a cause that needs to be addressed. You know, there's so many people, at least one person gets an opportunity. Yeah. So it's a cool, but it's more of a gesture than anything, and I think it's a cool one.
A gesture of support,
man. Right.
For the government workers, because we do need them, you know.
Well, and it's just like the guy said, he's being a pawn.
He's being held hostage, Yeah. You're right.
It's not cool.
It's not.
You don't realize how many government workers it is to something like this happen. It's a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely a lot.
How many do they say it is?
It's 800,000.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's almost a million people, man. Yeah.
I'm sure we're missing some.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. And what about all the business owners who depend on the government workers to support their business, you know, in D.C. and stuff?
Yeah, you were telling me about that in D.C. area. Those businesses are affected because these people can't support them.
Yeah,
they don't have a paycheck.
Yeah, people who have restaurants and just whatever business it is. This is terrible.
But your leader has never done without, so he doesn't care.
No. He doesn't understand
Clueless.
What these people are going through.
Clueless.
Living paycheck to paycheck. He has no idea what that is.
Never flown commercial. Don't know anything about going to a regular airport. Don't know anything.
Yeah, none of that.
Ain't been to TSA. Don't even know what it looked like.
Mm-mm. Never got his luggage lost at the airport. No. None of that stuff. Yeah,
I was in the airport the other day, and I thanked those TSA workers. You know,
those people are coming to work without getting paid.
Yes,
yes.
And I said, thank you. And they just shook their head. Yeah. You know, it was a brother. He just was looking at me like, this some bull.
Because they're working without pay. Yes. I mean, that's dedication right there. It really, really is. So are they going to retro those?
Yeah, they're retro.
Okay, good.
Are they?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I hope so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah, that's good to get retro, but it's because they're working. So you got to pay them eventually. Because they're putting in the hours. Mm-hmm. But, man.
Yeah, for the labor.
What's crazy, though, is, see, when you check the check, the comeback is hard.
Oh, yeah. It really is, because you got to play catch up. Yeah. You know, you got to play. You missed a couple of mortgages or rent payments, so you got to play catch up now.
Yeah. They're borrowing money from family members. Some of them are seeking out loans, so that's more debt.
Trying to stay afloat, man.
Yeah.
He knows nothing about that.
Nothing. Mm-mm. He ain't never had to stay afloat.
Well, you have to be a president to all the people.
All of the people.
Everybody.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. No. It hasn't happened in 2 years, Steve. You're right.
That's very apparent, Steve. Very much so. Mom?
But he's gearing up to run again. Gearing up for re-election.
Why don't you run away?
You know what?
This run away.
Manafort and all these charges that are
Manafort
coming
is
out.
A beast, dog.
It's coming out. It's coming out, so we'll see.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, yesterday we told you about Kim Kardashian, how she's celebrating yet another prison reform victory as Santoya Brown was granted clemency from Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam.
Yes, finally.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Yes. Several celebrities stepped up in her defense, including Rihanna, Snoop Dogg, LeBron James, Ashley Judd, and Kim Kardashian. Well, now, according to TMZ, Kim Kardashian is becoming the fairy godmother of prison inmates because they're flooding her inbox with just thousands and thousands of letters every day asking her to help them find freedom. Sources close to Kim told TMZ that inmates around the country are sending her an endless amount of notes, is hoping that she and her legal team can find a way, because she's done it already, you know, can find a way to get them clemency as well. TMZ said Kim has earned the new nickname within the prison system as both staffers and inmates refer to her as a princess of prison reform. What do you think about that one, Steve?
That's cool.
That is. Yeah.
She's making
that's cool,
a difference.
You know, that you can't get mad if somebody doing some really good work like that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, you got to find your way in life, you know. Mm-hmm. That could be something where, you know what I mean, just these, the two alone that I know about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was like major, man, major accomplishments, you know. So congratulations.
Yeah, and thank you. Also in entertainment news, Taraji P. Henson lost her engagement ring. Did you guys see that? She lost her engagement.
That.
Yeah. As she was leaving the Golden Globes, she was there. Golden Globes on Sunday, the ceremony was. When she discovered, I think she was clapping or waving to someone and the ring fell off her finger. And
who her ring made by? Why didn't they stay on
She said, "Oh my God, oh my God, no one move, no one move. Well, hold up, my ring, my ring."
You got millionaires in the room. They not finna do nothing to your ring.
She was desperately searching the ground when Terry Crews, we love us some Terry Crews.
Yes.
Terry Crews came to her rescue. He got on his knees to look for the ring and found it. Okay, so Terry Crews found it. You know Taraji. She is the best, Terry said. I'd do anything for her. So that was great.
Terry
that
always been good people, though. He's such a legit dude.
He really is.
If I had his chest, I have my shirt off right now.
Looking for the ring.
Why are you looking for the ring?
Damn that ring. I have people looking at my
working
shirt.
Working your pecs damn, like he does.
You see these pecs jumping like this?
I'd have been butt naked
at
the globe.
At ring?
Butt naked.
If he can make his chest pop.
Yeah, those pecs. Yeah, up and down, up and down. He's the host of America's Got Talent.
I could do that too,
now.
But I have to be doing jumping jacks.
Okay, see.
They're just not going to move on their own.
Yeah.
You got to help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Get some momentum.
How's the vegan thing working for you? Speaking of that, Steve.
You know, it has to happen. So, you know, it's great.
What you ate yesterday?
Is it plant-based? You're doing all plant-based?
Yeah, mostly plant-based.
Okay.
What you ate yesterday, though?
I juice until 12 noon.
Well, oh, that's good.
Okay. Vegetable juices?
Juice and fruit until 12 noon.
Oh, okay.
Is that a lot of going to the bathroom? Ain't that fattening?
Do they count?
But, I mean, because it's no animal products or whatever, she thinks she's a vegan.
You can be a very, very unhealthy vegetarian.
You can. I like
high blood pressure, eating a lot of sodium.
Yeah.
You can be a fat vegan. yes, you can.
Coming up, our last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks. We'll be back at 49 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, our last break of the day on this Wednesday. I just wanted to say again, happy birthday to my husband. I love you, Nesto. And happy fourth anniversary
to us. I want to say happy birthday to Jackie, baby. Happy birthday to you, girl.
Wait a minute. Happy birthday, Ernesto.
Thank
happy
you.
Anniversary,
yeah, he was all
Shirley.
On top of that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You tried to pull a fast one on me, get another one in on me. That's what you tried to do.
No.
Okay.
Nah, it's your turn.
Yeah, now you can say
Hey, baby.
She didn't forget hers.
I didn't forget anything, baby. Listen, happy birthday to you.
Why you sound like Billy Dee Williams in the Coke 45 commercial?
I'm going to go to Louis Vuitton, and I'm going to buy a lot of things in there just for you. You understand me?
A lot of things.
Yeah, well, just two.
You just said
did
a lot.
I was going to get a little jogging.
And I'll play the tape for her because, you know, we record everything we say live on the air. So I'll send that to her.
You don't have to send her nothing.
Well, just call an air check.
And happy birthday, Jackie. We love you, too.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
Yeah.
Yes, happy birthday, my beautiful wife. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, girl. We love you, Jackie.
Lemonade.
Good job.
Happy birthday, Nestor. All right, Steve, it's your turn to send us home with some fabulous closing remarks. I know you have some for
us. Say something about Jackie, please. Lord help me.
In the closing remarks?
Yeah, just something.
Oh, no.
Not going to get done.
Happy birthday.
I am trying to be encouraging in 2019 to people and share with you just some of the things. I want to show you how powerful your mind is. I want you to understand that, as I've said oftentimes, that life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. I've been talking to you for the past couple days about living your life in expectation. I want to show you how powerful of a force your mind is. When you walk in TV, when you walk in the house to watch TV, you have a remote control. When you pick up the remote control, Now, keep in mind, now, I'm going to teach you something about your mind. But when you walk in your house to watch TV and you pick up a remote control and you press the power on button, whether it's in the corner of your remote, wherever it is, and you press it, you aim it at the TV, and you press the power button, what do you expect to happen? You expect your TV to come on. You don't hope it comes on. You ain't looking for nothing else to happen. You are single thought that when I press this power button, the TV, I expect it to come on. Let's say the Sports Center is channel 46 and you press on your remote 46 and then you hit select or okay. When you press in 46 and you see those two numbers come up in the screen and you press okay, what do you expect to happen? I'll tell you. You expect Sports Center to pop up on the screen. And rightfully so, because that's the signal you sent out. And once you send that signal out on that remote, you expect it to come in. A remote control comes from a Bible verse. The whole concept of a remote control came from a concept in the Bible, a scripture that says a man is as he thinketh. That's where the concept of a remote came from. Because if you do something that you think will occur and you do it deliberately with expectation, guess what? There's the possibility that it has to happen. So what happens is the remote control operates off of a wave, but that's based on an expectation. So if you live in your life in 2019 with the expectation, your mind, and you were created in the image of God. When God created all of us, he created us in his image. And he knew that a man was as he thinketh. Because everything God thought, he made come into existence. He thought of the world. He thought of the heavens and earth, the oceans, the mountains, the clouds, the galaxies. He thought it all, and it came to existence. Because that's what he thought, but he made us in his image, man. So he gave us the power of choice. And he said clearly that a man is as he thinketh. So guess what? You can think your way in and you can think your way out of situations. You can think yourself into a life of riches or you can think yourself into a life of poverty. You can think yourself into a life of success or you can think yourself into a life of failure. The decision is yours because your mind is the greatest remote God has ever created. You think these television tower signals are impressive? They're nothing compared to God when he created you in his image, in his likeness. He gave you the power that he had. He thought this world into existence. He thought the heavens and earth into existence. And he gave you, his beloved child, the same capacity to think things into existence. So clearly he said, a man is as he thinketh. So in 2019, we have to start affecting and changing the things we think. That's how we get the things we want. I'm going to just put that on you. Keep that in your heart. Let's move forward.
Drop that mic.
Drop it.
Boy.
I like it.
Drop that mic, boy.
Woo! Dang, did you hit? What?
You're not going to be able to use that.
I know.
In the flow.
He broke it.
New mic?
Yeah. We need the new mic guy.
Hey, y'all. Y'all have a great weekend.
Bet you're confusing people in Mississippi and Ohio.
Well,
when
get
you do
unconfused.
That.
I expect it to be one. So I just said, have a great weekend. Right. It will come if you expect it.
But today
thank
is
you.
Wednesday. So you don't do that.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
Same thing.
We got to explain that, too.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.